You said it was quiet a second ago, and now I'm trying to get you out. Everybody ready? Yes. Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody to our meeting. Maybe I can't see back there. We did already have our roll call earlier. We had an executive session a while ago, and so now at this point, we are ready to say our Pledge of Allegiance. So if you'll all rise. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First off, we need a motion to adopt our agenda, and there is an addendum to the agenda in the superintendent action items to recommend approval of the referee in the matter of an administrative termination case. So I have a motion to approve the addendum, the agenda with the addendum.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Pleasant.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. Roll call, please.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next up, we have a presentation of awards to our Destination Imagination honorees.
So tonight, you want to come on up, Annie? It's our pleasure to recognize students for exemplary... We're going to be standing right in front of you.
You're fine.
Sure? Performance in DI competition. And Annie's going to come up, I think, and go right ahead and talk about the students and what they did in their competition. Does that work?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Why don't you tell us about what you've done?
This is Brian Schaefer. Brian Schaefer is the backbone of our team. I am the parent coordinator, go-getter, whatever, catcher, do whatever I can to help out. We have a great group of kids. These kids... We're so proud of them. They've been together for so many years now, and they've done such a great job. They're almost all freshmen, except for you, Will. I'm so sorry. The time will come. They're all freshmen coming here. This is their first week here at the Wright High School. But they're doing great, and they're just a great group of kids. We've been together about 6 years, off and on. Anna joined our team a couple of years ago, so did Will and Ben. So... off and on, we've had quite a few kids, and our Destination Imagination, we went to regional, state, and global competition at the University of Tennessee. The kids did very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, regional, they placed first, mm-hmm. and state competition was second.
Renaissance.
Oh, and then the Renaissance, they won a Renaissance Award for creativity. And then global competition, they did very well. How many teams did you say?
I believe there were 87 teams total.
In their challenge, and we placed in various things.
In the middle.
Third, fifth place, and a couple of the
criteria. Had costumes and sets and story, they placed third out of 87. Good.
This is all about problem solving. It's all kid-oriented, the Destination Imagination. It's no parent help. They have to problem solve themselves. Brian is the coach. They can bounce things off. Brian can teach them how to use power tools, sewing machine, things like that, but it's up to the students to do their very best to come together as a team to problem solve and to finish the challenge and designate the challenge, or accept the challenge and finish the criteria of the challenge, and they did very, very well. We're all proud of them. All the parents are here almost, and to support the kiddos, so we did great.
How about if we have them come on up? We've
yes.
Grace Leonard.
Grace Leonard, that's my daughter.
And why you stay up here? I want to ask you a couple questions. Other board members?
Grace is our resident costumer. She made almost all the costumes with help from the team, but she did almost all the costumes for the team and did a great job.
And Zach Schaefer.
Zach Schaefer is Mrs. Brian and Rebecca Schaefer's son. Zach is coming from show choir, so he has a couple minutes to spare.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Alfaro.
Ben Warden.
Ben is just a great asset, a wonderful actor for our team. He accepts any challenge that they give to him.
And Will Warden.
Will Warden is Ben's brother.
He's hilarious.
He is our resident comedian. And script writer, he does a great job.
Connor Kennedy.
Connor Kennedy is the engineer of the team, I would say. Wouldn't you, Brian? He does a great job with coordinating things for our team.
Samir Parashar.
Parashar. Samir is also one of our engineers. He does a lot of our work for our creature feature designs.
And Anna
Weehee. Anna is a wonderful addition to our team this year and last. She's just she's a great adds drama and just great team. I couldn't be more proud.
Did you get a nice picture?
I will get a group photo.
Hold your plaque up.
Both of you, I need you in there as well.
Get in there, Brian.
Take a couple photos.
Any board members would you like to join?
Yeah, anybody else like to join?
Wants to tell us what your challenge was.
So we had two parts of the challenge. We had the skit part and we had a creature that we had to make. The creature had to do three actions, which was like we had a choice. So we did communicating, so we made the robot speak. We did movement, so we made it look like it was walking. And then we did team choice. Which one was that?
Our team choice was it spit out recipes. So, like, we had a thing where we put in a piece of paper and we shoot it out.
Okay.
And
then this creature had to be incorporated into the skit, which...
And so our skit was a story of adventure which incorporated the creature into it. And... So we decided to take the route of a fight between two candy kingdoms of sweet and sour. And our creature was the one who had all the sweet candy recipes. And so we also had to incorporate two world features which had technical elements.
So we had a candy pult where when we were fighting, it was basically this thing that would shoot a candy to the other like side of the kingdom, but it's like it shot Connor and he took his shoe and started making a
And then the other one was backdrop, right?
Yes.
And we've done that for the past 3 years, so many years. We've always had a backdrop, and we all pitched in, basically, and it was just, we had two backdrops? Yeah, we had like a bunch of scenery, props. We had candy trees with like candy animals, like squirrels, birds. We had like cotton candy bushes, which we took cotton balls and like spray painted it pink and blue, look like cotton candy. And we had castles made of cardboard and everything.
They have a budget to go by,
mm-hmm.
and they use all of recycled materials. So they have a budget, a strict budget of what?
$175.
Wow, okay.
8 minute time limit.
And an 8 minute, solution. That includes setup and breakdown.
Wow. Well, that's really impressive, and we're very proud of you. Congratulations. Any other questions? Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you.
Back to show choir, right?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you. Okay. Next up, did we have any public participation?
No.
Okay. Let's skip over that. So, there's no public participation, so at this point we are ready for the superintendent's report.
Let me start by saying, if you haven't had the opportunity to see a DI, even with the little kids, it's certainly great fun to go and watch, and certainly great minds, and thank you for representing Marysville at the global competition and showing what great students we have in our district. Certainly very proud of what you've done. Just quick update for the board. We're working on enrollment numbers. We're still fluxing a little bit because of students who have left the district, and so they are not officially withdrawn from our district yet and enrolled in the other. So I'm going to hold out on a number until that's finalized next week. But we are seeing an increase. All day, every day, K is up to 376 students. Which is right around where we predicted or made our staffing recommendation, so we were pretty pleased with that. To date, as of today, we had 41 students. We took our 41st today on open enrollment. We had another 8 students who applied and were accepted, but they have not completed the entire process. So at this point, that we would say that they're not going to attend here. Either we've called, they haven't responded. We had another 3 students who were denied open enrollment. They wanted a specific building, specific grade level, and we were already full. We offered other options to them in the district, but they were interested in specific areas, so we weren't able to grant those. Otherwise, today was the first official day of school, K-12. Everyone came today. I certainly saw lots of excited faces and some other fearful ones to leave their mom in kindergarten today. So that was kind of sad. But I can tell you things are going very well in the buildings. I think I've hit all buildings now at this point. Assessment is underway and finished in some areas at elementary. So definitely moving forward and great things happening. Today was at the high school as well, busy place as always, but things are going well across the district with the new year.
Great. Any questions? Nope. All right. Treasurer's report.
Not a lot to update you on. We're still kind of in a little bit of flux waiting on the exact impact of the state budget. One thing we did find out for sure, bad news, is for our permanent improvement fund. The tangible personal property reimbursement for permanent improvement funds is going to be handled differently than how they're handling general funds. So starting this year, our tangible personal property reimbursement will be cut by 50%, And then in fiscal year 17, that'll be 100%. So that means this year we're going to lose $250,000 in funding, and then next year it'll be the full $500,000 in reimbursement that we'll lose. Again, that's not necessarily the sky is falling, but at the same time, that's about 12% of our revenue, so that's definitely significant. I've been updating our permanent improvement forecast, so it definitely has an impact, and so we'll be presenting that at our finance committee meeting in September.
Right.
And then in terms of the general fund, we'll see the impact of the state budget should be in our October foundation report. So at that point, we should be able to see, it should be an increase we'll see, and we should be able to see what some of those other items that are kind of hanging out there that we don't really know exactly what the impact will be. We should know that in October. So I can give you a better report at that time.
Will you have that soon enough for your five-year forecast?
We will have estimates.
Okay.
And it should be pretty close estimates, right, for the five-year forecast.
Okay. Good.
That's all for me.
Okay. Board President's report. I also just wanted to say I thought it was a great kickoff to the school year, the first day back with the staff. We had a great idea. Our administrators served the staff, and the whole theme was just how appreciative we are of the staff, and I think that was very well received, and I saw a lot of excited faces here. So, also, I handed out your building liaison assignments, so you can keep those in your binders. We've made a few changes this year, but we wanted to continue with that program, and I normally work on Thursdays, but I switched my days this week, so I made a quick stop at some of my buildings, and again, it was just everybody so excited. I'm just really looking forward to this school year. The other thing I wanted to talk a little bit about is for the past few years, we have held our meetings in the buildings where they're doing the presentation, and we haven't really talked about whether or not we, I'm not sure if our administrators really like that. I know we like seeing the buildings. I know sometimes the setup can be a little bit challenging, but just kind of wondered what your thoughts were and whether you want to continue with that, going to the buildings for the meetings. I don't know. Have you heard much feedback from administrators?
They've liked it.
Okay.
I mean,
right,
once we made the change, they haven't said anything negative.
Yeah. Okay. I would continue.
Okay.
I would continue.
Okay.
I think it's nice to get out and move around and
right. It's good. I think we get some participation if their son or daughter goes to that school.
Right.
They will actually come and participate as well. So
good.
As long as it's not too much of a burden on them to do it.
Right. Sometimes some of their staff has to stay a little bit late to clean up after. So good. Well, I just thought that I wanted to throw that out there, make sure we are on the same page. Let's see. The other thing I did. We got a letter from Pebble and Wagner Law Firm. They're holding a school law update seminar. There's going to be one in Dublin, Ohio on Thursday, October 15th, and they're giving us one free ticket to the event, and then I think additional tickets are $95 a person. But I made a copy of what the program is, because there's some things in here that I think are important for us as board members. It's got board policies in the budget bill. I mean, it doesn't sound like it's real interesting stuff for some people, but talking about the necessity of complying with Ohio's Open Meetings Act. So some things like that might be good professional development for us. So I'll pass those down to you. And if you're interested, let me know. Like I said, we got at least one free ticket, and I think that the other cost, I think that's pretty reasonable for a one-day seminar. Let's see. Also, last month I got this letter, and I wanted to read it to you because I think this says a lot about our district. It's addressed to the enthusiasm for STEM in Bowling Green schools has spread rapidly throughout the teacher ranks as a result of our visit to Marysville. I should have started out with, I am from Bowling Green. My parents still live there, and my dad is an engineer, and he's very interested in STEM education, and he's been pushing hard to get Bowling Green to kind of catch up with Marysville schools, because my dad has visited our school several times. He's very impressed with what we're doing here. So
So backing up again, she says, the enthusiasm for STEM in BG schools has spread rapidly throughout the teacher ranks as a result of our visit to Marysville. It was the shot in the arm that we needed, and I'm so appreciative of the efforts in arranging the visit. Everyone was welcoming and spent time answering our seemingly endless list of questions. What an outstanding team of educators. Thank you, Ann McVeigh, and she is the past, she just resigned as the superintendent of Bowling Green City Schools. But I thought that was a very nice letter, and it just says a lot about our staff and our program. And let's see, also the we got an email that the Capitol Conference registration is open now. Highlights of the conference include a general session lineup that includes Jane Pauley as one of their guest speakers. And new for this year, they're also going to have a collaboration connection, which is going to be a networking luncheon that's going to take place on Monday, the first full day, Monday, November 9th. So if you're interested in attending the Capitol Conference, you can let Todd know, and that registration is open now. And then, let's see, last thing I have is I had a chamber board meeting this morning, and if anybody is interested, they have the ag section, agriculture section of the Chamber of Commerce is hosting their Feast of the Fields. I don't know if anybody's ever attended that, but it's going to be at Mitchell's Berry Farm on August, let's see, I think it's August 29th, and tomorrow is the last day to purchase tickets, but our local farmers use their produce, and Chef Tibby, who's an excellent chef, creates a superb meal, and I think they serve it outside, and it's just a really nice event. So if you're interested in that, call the chamber office. They also have Union County t-shirts, and I know that Eric Phillips was here this evening, and he was talking to Diane about a potential partnership with our bus drivers and a trolley that's going to be going between hotels and uptown. And that's about it. So, next up is the Ohio High Point report, and Kevin could not make it this evening, but I did send you his report, so, you know, pretty much just the normal things that they were working on there, getting the school year started. If you have any questions, feel free to email him. Legislative report. Mr. Smith.
Not much to report. The legislature is not active at this point. The Ohio Senate will be 2 days a week, beginning its September 15th, and then the Ohio House will meet 1 day before the end of September, and then a little more regularly in October.
And Safety and Drug Committee report.
Yes, I just had a meeting Monday, and I have information for all the parents out there on this table over here. It is going to be on the ballot to legalize marijuana in November. So we are going to have a marijuana town hall meeting on September 16th at 7 o'clock at the Union County Service Building there off of 38. So if you could get that word out, and there's plenty of pamphlets and everything over here. Also, it gives a thing here how to consider Ohio to consider legalization of marijuana this November. It will give you all about how it could affect Marysville schools, what's going to happen, because so many people out there have no clue that this is going to affect our children. And so you really need to study all the facts and try to get to that town meeting. And just some of the myths and facts I thought I'd go over with real quick. People saying marijuana is not addictive. It is both addictive and harmful to the human brain, especially when it's used with our adolescents, okay? Smoking marijuana doesn't make you dumb. Adolescents who smoke marijuana regularly are almost 6 times more likely than non-smokers to drop out of school and over 3 times less likely to enter college. Using marijuana regularly before the age of 18, at the age of 38, their IQ drops 6 to 8 fewer points than somebody who has not used when they were an adolescent. No one's ever overdosed from marijuana. Marijuana may not produce direct overdoses, but we can't say it cannot hurt you. Many emergency room admissions in states that have legalized marijuana are continuing to rise all the time with people coming in, and especially kids using marijuana. The reason a lot of this is that when this passes, if it does pass, and we do not get the support to stop this, it won't be just smoking marijuana. Marijuana will be infused in candy, food, and beverages that our kids will have access to, okay, which is even worse than them smoking it because of the THC levels. Marijuana already is being used. Everyone's already using it. That's the big thing now. It's only used by only 8% of Americans. Alcohol is used by 52%, and tobacco is used by 27%. So bringing this into legalization, now you're going to get the big thing of medical marijuana is important. They need to do a lot more research on the benefits. It may contain medical components like opium does, but we don't smoke opium to get the effects of morphine, and we don't call morphine medical marijuana or medical heroin. Okay, so we've never gone to the polls to vote on whether Percocet should be legal or Vicodin should be legal. So all of a sudden we're going to the thing because this is not FDA approved as being a medical thing. Medical marijuana helps the sick and dying. Very few people, though, seeking a recommendation for medical marijuana use have cancer, HIV, glaucoma, or multiple sclerosis. Medicines developed from cannabis have been around for decades. So you've got Marinol and Sesamet that are derivatives of the cannabis. So those have been around forever as drugs to help the sickness and stuff like this. So them trying to put this off as a medical reason to pass it is not. And they've also got a Charlotte's Web right now that Ohio is looking at for children who have seizures and stuff, that some of this can be derived from there to make a drug for children or adults that have seizures. The psychoactive ingredient in marijuana, THC, has increased almost sixfold in average potency during the last 30 years. So when you think of marijuana now and you talk about it being six times more potent and that being put in food and drinks and stuff that our kids can get, is scary. Edible marijuana-infused products did not exist decades ago. With the ability to extract high level of THC oils, waxes, and other products, the high effect of marijuana is very different from just smoking it. So these are all things that I would suggest we all educate ourselves on and get to the polls in November, because I really feel that our kids are at pretty high risk here if this is passed, and it's going to change the whole look of schools and everything else. So be sure to pick up your info. That's it.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Next up, we need I need a motion to approve the minutes from our prior meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Smith and second by Mrs. Powers. Roll call.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next up, we need to recommend to approve a delegate appointment for our November 2015 annual Business Ohio School Boards Association meeting. That's the meeting that's held at the Capitol Conference to review the legislative platform of Ohio School Boards Association. I'd like to recommend that delegate be Mr. Smith. He was our delegate last year.
I agree.
Did a fine job. And are you willing to accept that?
I am.
Then I will make a motion to appoint Mr. Smith.
And I will second that motion.
Okay. Roll call.
Ms. Devine?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Motion carries. Next up, we have our revised Board of Education goals and work plan for the 2015-16 school year. Like a recommendation to approve that.
So moved.
Okay. Motion by Mr. Pleasant. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. Any questions or comments about that?
The only comment I have, just from going back and reviewing this in preparation for tonight, it's nice to have a set of written goals and objectives. The administration, the teachers, and staff all have a set of goals at the beginning of the year. They have a plan, and they work their plan, and it's important for the school board to also follow suit.
I know there's a couple things in there that I wanted to point out. One of the, well, first of all, once if this does get approved, then we'll go ahead and update our web page with this. We did talk about having a Google Calendar so that we could try and do a better job of covering some of those, covering events, extracurricular events. I'll be happy to contact Chris Dice if anybody else wants to sit in on that. Let me know, and we can work on getting our Google Calendar up and going.
Yes.
Okay. And then the other thing is, I know that we want to do a good job with communications, and so we had talked about, also I sent a letter to the editor recently and talked about possibly having some Saturday morning coffees, and I know Mr. Pleasant has had a couple recently, and so just wanted to have a little discussion about that, and I think that's a great idea to move forward. And would you like to talk a little bit about kind of that setup? Or
We just got the information out, and we sit around for about an hour and a half, very casually, talk individually. They share, and it's a very positive experience.
So, I mean, if we would like to move forward, well, I would like to move forward with that. So I can send out an email, and we'll try and work out a schedule, and probably, I'd say maybe once a month, once or twice a month, we'll see how it goes, and maybe test that a little bit and see what kind of response we get.
Up to two
people can go. We can't, if we have any more than that, then we would be violating the open meeting laws, the Sunshine Laws. So one or two people, and again, just kind of a chance to listen. You know, we're not there to solve the world's problems, because that's what we have these people for. You know, but we definitely want to just kind of hear what concerns are and try and direct people to the right place. That's kind of what our job is. So, okay, so we need a roll call.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. All right, motion carries. Next up, we need a motion to approve changes to the administrative salary of our superintendent and treasurer.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Pleasant.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Powers. Have any conversation? Any comments? Okay. I know that we're very pleased with the work that they're doing, and glad to have you here in our district and leading all of the rest of our staff. So, roll call.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Next up, a motion to approve the treasurer CFO action items.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Powers. I'll second that. Todd, any comments?
It's really just the ordinary treasurer items, some appropriations increases, and the financials. So, unless there's any questions.
Look pretty straightforward to me, so. Okay. Roll call.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Motion carries. And next up, we have our superintendent items. So we need a motion to approve the various superintendent items, including the addendum.
Yeah.
Yes. Motion by, was that a motion?
Sure.
Motion by Mr. Pleasant?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Powers.
I know I have several, so certainly the end of our hires, obviously they take official board approval, but we're glad they've already been working the past week and a half. As well, we have our supplementals on for the fall and some other various positions that are year-long positions. Home instruction on as well to that list, and we have some volunteers as well. We also have the final approval of board policy. They were on last time for a first read, including one dealing with technology and the use of the technology. I think we talked about that one a little bit last month as well. We also have several field trips on for this month. Various groups, FFA, choir, on as well this month. We also have the bus stops on for this year for approval. And then we also have, we've been talking quite a bit about the last wing of the early college high school. We also have that renovation project, GMP, in this section as well.
Okay. The cost for that renovation was pretty much in line with the funds that we have available, obviously, because
we had to do
really
a lot
do
of negotiating to get it within our budget, but, okay. but we did finally.
Good. Any questions from anybody?
I'd like to pay the FFA trips. They are going to all the different types of events, the national meetings and so forth. Great experience for the kids. I was excited to see the symphonic choir. I think they've got a great trip when they're going to perform and see a couple plays. That ought to be a very memorable experience for them also.
Actually, my daughter did that back when she was in high school, and I know they haven't done it with the symphonic choir for a while, so I was excited to see that on there, too, because I know she had a wonderful time. Okay. All right. Roll call.
I was also impressed with the 51 pages of bus stops.
Yeah. did you go through all of them?
I did.
You drove the routes, right?
I just looked at them.
I know. Yeah, there's a lot.
It's a lot more than you think of.
Yeah. Right. All right. Roll call.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Well, believe it or not, we're to the point where you could share any comments you may have. Mr. Smith?
This morning we got a picture of a lighted pathway behind the soccer field and so forth. So during times of the year when we start coming across the bridge, that part of the pathway is now lighted. And I was glad to see that we were able to get that completed with the start of school. It's not going to be in use at this point, I don't think, but it's available when needed. And I know that teachers and administrators and all the staff are excited to get back to work. And I know the grandkids were getting their pictures taken the first day of school. And Facebook exploded with all of the Oakland Day activities. That was good to see. I hope everybody has a great year.
So thankful, Diane, that you got everything together and collaborated with the city and got everything accomplished that everybody was concerned about. That's awesome, and I'm glad all that got done and the timing. Just looking forward to having another great year like last year and having some fun with staff.
Yeah, same here. Looking forward to a new year. Excited to see what's happening this year in the schools. Be part of it.
A little concerned about that culvert down there. I don't know whether it was going to get finished or not.
I know. You and me both.
Yeah, that was exciting. So, but I do. I hope we have a good year also. Thank you.
All right. Nothing to add.
Friday night's the first football scrimmage, and athletics are well underway as well. So I do know that Chris is helping the athletic department build a Google calendar that you should just be able to accept. So we hope to do that with every single building so that all choir plays events will be on there. We're not there yet, but that would help the cause. So just a reminder that everybody is in full swing now that this time of year has come around.
Yes, that's right. And Mrs. Hahn provide us all with a schedule and passes. So
great.
Okay. And I'm welcome to the rest of our new employees. Hopefully there's not too much shifting going on. And yeah, I can't say it enough. So excited for this school year. I think everybody really seems to be tuned in to some of the changes that have been implemented over the last year or two, and they're just really excited. I think like the technology aides, two of my liaison buildings are elementaries, and I can't tell you how excited they are to have those technology aides there. So it's, I think our kids are going to really benefit. So okay. With that, how about a motion to adjourn?
So second.
Motion by Mrs. Powers, second by Mr. Pleasant. Roll call, please.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. The meeting is adjourned at 7:40.
You guys want to go in public?
No. Well, we did. You have to, I'm sorry. Did you?
You have to sign in.
Oops, you know what? I know. I probably should have.
You said
I know. Can I reopen? I can't really reopen.
How about I meet with you individually and we'll talk? How's that?
And I will listen to. I'm sorry.
Then
I'm
we'll,
sorry. Yeah. I think, you know, it's like when we started, I guess
yeah,
I didn't.
Well,
I forgot to say
I guess it's my fault. I called last week to try to get on the agenda and they said there was a sign-in sheet.
Right.
And I guess I should have
walked
around and
tried
to find it.
I'm sorry. It's you know what, I take full responsibility for that, and I don't know if the timing is such that you can come back next month to post. Meet with Diane and I'll be happy, you know, if you want somebody from board there, I'll be happy to listen as well. So okay. I apologize greatly. Okay.